Blog Talk Radio.
To the Wisdom Teachings of the Grandmothers on Now Time Radio with your hosts, Karen Hunter Watson and Audrey Scott Williams. This evening's show will be, we will be lifting up people all over the planet that are in need of healing and restoration and just prayer. We are, we've had many calls over the week that people that have had loved ones that are in need of prayer. So this evening's show we're dedicating to all of them. Periodically we will be lifting them up.
Yes, good evening. This is Audrey. You've been, as you heard from Karen, tonight we are focusing our energies in the healing realm. Many people throughout this week have contacted us about healing challenges that some of their family members have been facing. Karen's brother just had open heart surgery today. My mom, Mama Natalie, to the world is could use all your healing and your love. So we just decided tonight that we would set up the sacred space and an energetic field to send our healing love out into the world. And for all of those of you who may be listening to our show today, we want you to join us by lifting up that healing energy and sending it into this wave so that if you have a family member or a friend who's in need of healing, and as Karen said, restoration, whatever level that healing needs to take place, that you call their names into being and see them healed and whole. So we have opened our space, and in the stillness of this moment,
in the stillness of this moment, there is peace. There is peace. In the stillness of this moment, there is peace.
healing. I am health. I am all the things that I can be, all the things that I desire that are for my highest good. I am. The power of the I am resonates in me, transforming my body into absolute divine perfection, transforming my mind into absolute perfection, transforming my spirit into absolute perfection. When I think of the I am that I am, it takes my breath away. When I think of the love of the Creator, of God, of Allah, of Buddha, whomever you call that force, Great Spirit, when I think of Pachamama, when I think of divine love, it takes my breath away. And that divine love is my source for all things. It takes me to all the places within and without that allow the manifestation of healing in me and through me right now. Creator, you take my breath away.
It amazes me how strong the power of love can be. Sometimes you just take my breath away. Oh, you watch my love grow like a child. Sometimes gentle and sometimes wild. Oh, sometimes you just take my breath away. Say it's too good to slip by, and it's too good to lose, too good to be there. Just to you, I'm gonna stand on a mountaintop and tell the news that you take. Oh,
perfection of all life, that creative essence of the universe that made the stars and all of space, that made this earth and each one of us, takes my breath away. I would like for all of us who are listening tonight to close our eyes and take a deep breath, to feel the energy that's radiating from our shoulders down our arms, from our hips down our legs, from our backs and our fronts and our head. Just feel all of that energy just beginning to ping, if you will. Just when I say ping, that's P-I-N-G, ping, starting to vibrate, starting to lift up in us. Take a moment and breathe into all of that energy from your toes all the way up to your crown chakra. Feel that energy gathering in you. And as you do, I want you to open the palms of your hands. Open them outward. And envision all of those people that you know and those that you don't know. But tonight, in this circle of one, we're bringing in all those who have been calling forward healing. And I want us to connect our energy, feeling the energy vibration in our palms quickening. Feel that tingling in our palms. We're connected now as a divine circle of healing, a divine force for rightness and balance and harmony within each individual that's within the sound of my voice. As each one of you radiate that healing energy out into your universe and to those that you know and love, and connect that with each one around this circle tonight, so that in this hour tonight, we are affecting healing everywhere. Not only just to the individuals that we know and love, but into the communities that we know need our prayers, into those in relationships that we know need our prayers, into our children who we know need our prayers. We send forward this healing vibration. We send it out stronger and stronger. With each breath we take, we lift ourselves up completely, and we know that within this field of energy, this quantum field where all things are connected, where there is no separation, that the healing has already begun. We know it, we feel it, and we give thanks forward. And we're going to ask, turn to Bob Marley now, as he does a song called Thank You, Lord, for the healing that is already manifesting in our circle. The power of our intention landed in this quantum field of infinite possibility. We say thank you.
Me say,
it truly does expand the field of possibilities because it shifts from that outward focus, as I was saying earlier, and points everything back inward. And so in order to affect love, we have to be love. In order to affect healing, we have to be healing. In order to affect peace in the world, we have to be peace. And in all of that, in order for us to connect at that level, the binding cord throughout all of this, the string that binds all things together, is love. And so we, you know, here on Wisdom Teachings of the Grandmothers on Now Time Radio, we anchor all that we do first in love, love of Creator, and then love of self and love of others and love of our community and love of Mother Earth, all of that. And so I want to play a song and dedicate it to our sister who's gone on to the light, now is an angel watching over all of us, Whitney Houston, her song, The Greatest Love of All. That's what it's all about.
My knees alone they play.
Wow. That will always be in my heart. One of my favorite songs by Whitney Houston, because the message is so powerful. I remember the first time I heard it, it just sent chills through me, because I believe that love is the way. You know, Karen, I was thinking about that, the greatest love of all, and the moments, you know, those of you who are listening may know that we have walked for the last 12 years. We've walked, many, many places around the U.S. several times and across six continents, actually, or at least on six continents. I remember those very trying moments on the walk when we didn't know if we were going to have food, we didn't know if we were going to be able to get transportation, you know, we didn't know if the next country we went into, whether there would be people who would embrace us or not. And we'd have to look at each other and just remember that it was the love of the Creator who we know sent us on this journey. And, you know, I remember at the beginning of all the journeys, and every single journey, the message would come forward from the grandmothers, and they would always say, if you do what you're asked to do, there will be a covenant over you, and no hurt, harm, or danger will come to you, and all that you need will be provided in your moment of need. And, you know, I think about that often, you know, because I think on the walk, you're in such a bubble, because you're so focused and your intention is so clear and you're in that space of love. And looking back on it now, there was never a time that whatever we needed wasn't provided. And I remember on our last walk, the 13 Moon Walk for Peace, we got to the point where it was just, you know, let's just wait. You know, I couldn't wait to see how God was going to work this situation out or that situation. Not meaning that I knew the answer, but it was so beyond me that I knew if it was left up to me, it couldn't happen. But I knew that because of that promise, that all I had to do was get out of the way. And that's what my job was, to work on getting out of the way and allow God to be God. And in that space, I learned a big lesson, that when you hold that love so strong within and you align that love so clearly with divine source, that life is the promise. And when we step out of the way, whether it's our healing, whether it's our financial matters, whether it's our relationship issues, whatever it may be, all is well when we are connected at that quantum level where love is the thread that binds us all.
Yes, you're so right, Audrey. I can remember those times, and I know that the more that we experienced that and the longer we were in it, then it became quite evident that this is what was going to happen, that all of our needs were provided for. Because we did stay in that space of love, knowing that everything that we asked according to the promise that was given to us by the grandmothers, that it would come to pass. So I was, you know, it's really a good thing to be able to look back and to realize how things have moved in your life. And I'm grateful for knowing that everything that Creator has placed in my heart to do and that I have done, that as I continue to do that, that Spirit does prevail and take care of all of our needs. So I'm grateful, and thank you for bringing that up. It's a good reminder for all of us to know that when we decide to do something and we place all of our infinite love in and know the possibilities of what can happen, but knowing that we've placed ourselves in capable hands, that we know that everything that we need will be provided and Spirit will take care of us.
Absolutely. You know, I'm so grateful to be in that space of knowing. And I know that we all have our challenges with our bodies, our finances, our relationships, and so forth. And yet, in the midst of that, every adversity, and I really believe this, is an indication of the healing that we have an opportunity to affect within ourselves and for the world around us. Because, see, at that quantum leap, all the healing that we do for ourselves affects the healing for the greater good. All the healing we do for ourselves affects the healing for the greater good. And so when we go through what we go through, when we move through all the what we think is the trauma and drama in our lives, as we heal and are able to separate ourselves from the appearance of the problem and go deeper into ourselves and figure out how we are as much a part of the problem, then we can heal that part of ourselves. And as we heal that part of ourselves, we heal the relationship. We heal our bodies, our mind, our spirit, and we heal the world. And, you know, there's a recording, Karen, that was done by Tina Turner, and I don't think most people have heard this in this country, but I think it's one of the greatest works and examples of interfaith creativity. It's a CD called Beyond, and if you have an opportunity to get it, it combines the Buddhist chants and the Christian songs. And in this particular segment I play often on my show, Tina Turner is talking about beyond the beyond, so definitely operating from that quantum field.
Nothing lasts forever. No one lives forever. The flower that fades and dies. Winter passes and spring comes. Embrace the cycle of life that is the greatest love. Go beyond fear. Go beyond fear. Beyond fear takes you into the place where love grows. When you refuse to follow the impulses of fear, anger, and revenge. Beyond means to feel yourself. Start every day singing like the birds. Singing takes you beyond, beyond, beyond. We need a repeated discipline, a genuine training to let go our old habits of mind and to find and sustain a new way of seeing. Go beyond the rights and the wrongs. Prayer clears the head and brings back peace to the soul. Go beyond to feel the oneness of the unity. Sing. Singing takes you beyond. 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 We are all the same. All the same. Looking to find our way back to the source. To the one. To the only one. Go beyond revenge. The greatest moment in our lives is when we allow us to teach each other. Go beyond to feel the oneness of the unity. Singing. Singing takes you beyond. Become patient to receive the beyond. To become open to invite the beyond and be grateful. Be grateful to allow the beyond. Be in the present moment to live in the beyond. Start every day singing like the birds. Singing takes you beyond. What does love have to do with it? Love grows when you trust. When you trust, love heals and renews. Love inspires and empowers us to do great things and makes us a better person to love. Love makes us feel safe and brings us closer to God. When you go beyond, it's where you find true love. Keep singing. Singing takes you beyond. Beyond.
My path. How am I ever going to find it?
Your mother asked me the very same question.
She did? What did you tell her?
I told her to listen. All around you are spirits, child. They live in the earth, the water, the sky. If you listen, they will guide you.
Yes, in a quantum field, the spirits of nature, the spirits of our ancestors, the spirit of divine forces are all around us. And they have much that they can share if we only listen. If we not be afraid of it, all the talk of how that might be a bad thing and all the fears that get caught up into us, let that go. It's as natural as the wind blowing, as natural as the rain falling. There's a message in all things because there is no separation. Sometimes you may be laying in bed and you feel this energy come over you and a problem that you may have been thinking about, all of a sudden the answer is there. Honor that process in you. Be still. Slow down so that you can hear the still small voice that guides you and directs you and has the answers for a lot of what you seek out there. You just have to take the time to connect in a great way, to know that all that you need, you have, and all that you have, you need. There is nothing beyond you. You are eternal. You will be here forever. You are part of all that ever was, ever will be, and is right now. And by anchoring in that love, anchoring in that knowing, you are able to affect in your life all that you need, all that you need to be whole and complete.
Don't go and say things about my father. God is my friend. He made this world for us to live. Whether or not we know him, and he'll forgive all our sins. And all he asks of us is we give each other love.
Love your mother,
love
your father,
love
your sisters,
love
your brother,
love
your brother,
love your mother.
Don't go and talk about my father. God is my friend. For when for mercy. He'll be merciful, my friend. Oh, and all he asks of us is we give each other love. Don't go and talk about my father. God is my friend. And I know he's your friend. Yeah, oh, Jesus, my friend. And I know.
Marvin Gaye, the music that you put into this universe, like my sister Whitney Houston, you did what you came here to do, and we thank you both. We thank you for not only walking the path that you walk, we thank you for what you left behind that we might be able to learn from, that we might be able to find greater compassion within ourselves, that we might find greater courage within ourselves so that when we see that situation in ourselves or in those around us, we step up in love to be a part of the solution, not just to point a finger, but to be a part of the solution, knowing that we are all connected. Wanted to give you some information. You are listening to Wisdom Teachings of the Grandmothers on Now Time Radio with your host Karen Hunter Watson and Audrey Scott Williams. We want you to know that every Wednesday night we create a beautiful, safe space, one that holds you and just kind of allows you to move in a way that opens up your heart, because the more hearts we open, the more peace we can affect in the world, the more healing we can affect. And in that, you hear us often talk about that quantum field. That's because in the quantum field, when you understand the connectedness of all things and you really resonate on that, we have the answers to what needs to take place in the world around us. We have the answers for the new technologies that can be created and used to make this world more sustainable, to protect and honor Mother Earth, to create the kinds of food sources that nurture life and don't take away from life. All the answers are there. And one of the things that I know I feel, Karen, and I think we've had this conversation many times, is that when we think we have to depend on someone else, we begin inch by inch separating ourselves from our own possibilities. And so we say, hold on to those dreams and visions that were placed in you that make you uniquely you, that make you so special that you came here, the only person in a world of 7 billion people, to do what it is you were called here to do. In that quantum field of possibilities, you are Superman and Superwoman. There is nothing that you can't do as long as, what we said earlier, you're connected to the power and love and your divine source, whatever you may call that source. And that through that divine connection of love and the connection to source, you commit yourself to whatever it is that God has called forth in you to come present in this world. So in that space of love, we join our hands, we remember the circle we created, and we're keeping that energy of love going because we know the power that love is to affect healing. And I want to go right back to my brother Marvin Gaye. I just love this song, God is Love.
God my Father. God is my friend. He made this world for us to live in. He gave us whether or not we know him, and he'll forgive all our sins. And so the answer is we give each other love.
Love your mother, father,
love
your brother,
love your mother.
Don't go and talk about my father. God is my friend. For when we call on him for mercy, he'll be merciful, my friend. Oh, and
mother, father, our sisters, our brothers, all of those that we love dearly, everything is divine one. In order for you to find out more about the Quantum Leap Transformational Center with myself and Audrey, you can go to our website, KarenHunterWatson.com or AudreyScottWilliams.com, or you can call the telephone number of 334-691-3216. You can also go to nowtimeprophecies.org.
I want to thank everyone for being with us tonight. It takes our combined energy to affect healing at the level that we want to see that healing happen. I'd like for you to remember the circle, remember our hands outstretched, remember the energy running through you as you, as divine source, as me, as all things connected, as one. I want us to send that energy up even higher in this moment. I want to see that energy going out. I want to feel that energy going out, connecting as spirals just all over the planet right now, spirals of healing energy that are uplifting to those in need of this special prayer tonight, that are is sending comfort to those in need of comfort tonight, allowing food to manifest for those who are hungry tonight, allowing shelter to manifest for those who are homeless tonight. We want to see this energy lifted higher and higher and higher for all those who think tonight that they are alone and have no one. Let them know through this energy, through these spirals that we're sending out into the universe, that no one is alone, that our love comforts you, that our love connected to divine source protects you, that our love connected to divine source looks over you tonight and holds you in the folds of love. We want to send that healing energy even higher now as we think about all those individuals in our lives who are in need of healing tonight, whose bodies are calling forward an opportunity to heal, whether it's their heart, their mind, any part of their body, whether they're dealing with cancer or any other kind of dis-ease. We are calling on the power of the love and healing that has been created in this circle to reach deep into them and affect healing. We're calling forward a higher lifting of this quantum field of love right now, so that tomorrow when each of us wakes up and goes through the day, there will be something in the day that will remind us of these spirals of love that have been sent out into this world, into the world beyond and beyond, that is manifesting in our infinite fields of potential, so that we will have a representation of that in our lives tomorrow, something we may have been calling forward, something we've been praying for, someone we've been wanting to lift up and get a very special message. May the evidence of that come forward in our lives tomorrow and serve as that knowing that in the quantum field where we are all connected to divine source through all things are possible. If we just believe in our hearts, it is so. It is so. The healing is complete. May our hands now come back to our hearts. May we place them on our hearts as we take a deep breath. And in that deep breath, remember who we are. Remember whose we are. And remember, as we go forward this week, to send love. To send love. To be love. And to be that healing agent in all that we see and all that we do. Be the example of God working in you and through you, through all things, even the simple things in life, the very simple things. Let them be something of love. Do it with love. And remember, here on Wisdom Teachings of the Grandmothers, every Wednesday night, you can tune in and be held in this space of love as we create the world we want to see. Until next week, we bid you a great week.
Have a wonderful week.
And much, much love.